What a joy it is indeed to have you join us again for another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. God has blessed Pastor Wayne Cinch with the gift of healing and miracles to preach his word with signs following to the body of Christ. He holds meetings, conventions, crusades, and teaching seminars all around the world, and also reaching many with the gospel of Jesus Christ in building God's kingdom. We're grateful to have him once again on our broadcast today. You can call us at 416-784-1312 or on our toll-free line at 1-888-784-1312. And now I'd like to present to you God's servant for the hour, Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise the Lord. It's a joy to be back with you once again on another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, broadcasting to you today through the supporting members of Friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries. And it is indeed a joy to have with us once again Dr. Roma Hewith, you know, wonderful professor of the Canada Christian College and one of the colleges, I believe, that is wonderful, and they're doing a remarkable job taking a moral stand for God in these times in which we're living in. And our voices need to be heard. People need to know who Christ is in our lives. And you know, and today she will be discussing a little bit on Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13, which is about enduring. And I love that. That one word, I know if we have to talk about endurance and how to endure and the reasons for enduring, she will wrap it all up in just a few minutes. But if we have to, if you want to hear the whole works of it, you got to be in one of our church services at 587 Oakwood Avenue. And you know, God is doing a great thing in the lives of his children today, those who are waiting on God and trusting him. And I know today that for those of you who are out there listening and you are panicking and you're looking around, seeing all the crisis around you, look back at the word of God. These things must happen. And remember, Jesus made it very clear that not one letter or one comma, not even one jot of his word will ever pass away. So today I want to introduce to you, it's a joy to have her back again with us on this radio broadcast as our guest of honor. So go right ahead and let the folks know what they need to focus on in Matthew 24 as we're coming to the very end of this age.
Thank you, Pastor Wayne. And it's good to be with you again, listening friends. As I mentioned in the last segment, we looked at the six characteristics of the end time. And I just want you to know that if these are the prevailing characteristics of the end time, we need to counteract them. We do not live in those positions. We have to still live in the world, but we need to live in a counteracting position. And so I just want to talk a little bit quickly about the position that we need to take. God expects us to prevail in the midst of these crises, in the midst of all of the things that are happening. Verse 6 told us, we are not to be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not live in a state of absolute confusion. Do not be troubled. Do not be alarmed. That word, afraid, is from the Greek word thorio, and it means do not be afraid. Do not be alarmed. Do not be caught unaware. If I can say one thing to you today, is Jesus does not want you to be caught unaware. That's why he gave you all the characteristics. But he says, I do not want you to be startled. If deception is common, which we saw about, then he says we must have discernment. We must be able to discern and know who is a deceiver and who is not a deceiver. If it's crippling times that we're living in, times of famine and all of these things, then we need to live in a position of advancement, a position where we can really move forward. You know, if these are the things that if they're saying to us there is spiritual persecution, then we have to be bold. We have to be people of great deep assurance, of certainty and confidence in his word. The apostles went to his word and they proclaimed his word, and then they asked for boldness. So there is a counteracting position that we need to adopt if we are going to live in the end times. And so I move to verse 13, and verse 13 says that and he who endures to the end shall be saved. he who endures. So let's look at that word endure. What is that word all about? The Greek word for endure is hupomeno. Hupomeno. And it means to have great fortitude. It means to persevere. So if we are going to live in these end times, we have to take on a different connotation, a different way of life, a way that of enduring, of persevering. Jesus continues and he told us that we are not to give up. We are not to lose heart. We are not to faint. We are not to grow weary. In order to endure, we must be under his command. We cannot deviate from what he tells us. We cannot deviate. We have to stay put. Enduring speaks of lastingness. It speaks of bearing loads of adversity. It speaks of action that is consistent, not wavering. We don't waver. You know, we don't move back and forth. We're not hot or cold. He says that he will spit us out if we are hot or cold. We have to be fervent. We have to continue to live even though the environment changes. We have to continue to live. We cannot collapse, people. We cannot collapse. We have to stay true. We cannot deviate in challenging time. Must remain constant over time. We cannot move back and forth. We cannot go off and on. Endurance speaks of longevity. Longevity. And that is the position that God is calling us to live. Now, how do we live in this position? We cannot operate in the flesh. If you operate in the flesh, meaning that you operate just based on what you're seeing in the natural, you will not be able to endure. The only way you must operate is by drawing from his divine nature, by reading the word of God. We need people of God, we believers, we need the grace of God. We need the wisdom of God. We need the ability of God to endure. We must live according to the word of God. So my prayer for you is that we will go back to the word of God, that we will seek God, that we will really fervently go in prayer, that we will be diligent, that we will build up ourselves, that we will bring ourselves to a mature position in Christ. Then we will be able to endure because we will have sustenance. The word of God will sustain us. The Bible says the word revives and gives us life. Now we can live victoriously in the midst of the crises, in the midst of the challenging times, in the midst of the end time crises. Then we can do that.
That is wonderful. And you know, as you were talking about, you know, that word endurance is a very powerful word.
It is a powerful word.
It is strong. You know, for everything, there is a demand in our lives.
Yes.
And God expects us to endure. And we can only endure when we have the Holy Spirit living within our hearts.
Right.
Because when the Holy Spirit controls our motives, our intentions, because we are living in a day and time, sometimes we do things for the Lord. And what is our motive? What is our intention? They must always be from the heart and mind of God. And I was also looking at verse 15 of Matthew chapter 24. And here Jesus says, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, right now, we are seeing a desolation. Desolation means that everything is in chaos. Everything is in confusion.
Yes.
And everything is scattered. Everything seemed to be out of focus. And out of these things, there is going to be an abomination.
That's right.
And this is what Satan feeds off, the demises. And he feeds off the destructions of the hour in which we're living in. That's where he's able to up and present, I believe. Don't you think, Dr. Hewitt, that the devil is out there parading, offering a false hope in the midst of these crises we are facing today with?
Well, definitely the enemy has a place and he has a part to play. But, you know, more and more, I am saying, as it gets darker, we have to get brighter. The one thing that we must know is that we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit allows us to live above these satanic systems.
That's right.
It gives us the strength to persevere. You know, as you were speaking just now, the one the Lord impressed upon me, you know, you cannot draw water from an empty well.
No way.
And if the people of God don't have anything to draw from, they will always see the satanic systems as a threat. Mm-hmm. But God is saying today that as you continue to feed on the word, as you continue to allow the word to come in and dwell within you, then you will have something to draw from, and the enemy will have no place in you.
That is so beautiful, because when I looked at the preceding the rest of this verse, verse 15, here it is. Jesus says that when you see the abomination of desolation, which is spoken of by Daniel the prophet, what we need to do, stand in the holy place.
Yes, amen.
That holy place, I believe, beloved, for those of you who are out there and you're wondering what on earth is happening,
yes,
that holy place is the presence of God. That's what David says. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. And that's where every individual needs to get at. Stand in the holy place. Standing means to be confident. Standing means to be hopeful. Standing means to have a full assurance. And standing also means that we must be well equipped.
Yes.
And we can only be equipped, we can only be hopeful, we can only be vibrant, and we can only be firm in our faith when we are constantly in that dwelling place, the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the people need today. Beloved, we know our time is quickly slipping away, and we want you to know that God has given us so much that we need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some of you out there today who maybe you have backslidden. The enemy had deceived you. The enemy has caused a disruption in your life, and you have come to a standstill. Today we want you to know that you can come back to God. It doesn't matter what you have done. Doesn't matter whether you have been one of the worst person. There is a fountain that's filled with blood that is drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And it doesn't matter, all kinds of sinner can plunge beneath that flood and lose all his guilty stain. You can come to him today. You can acknowledge. The Bible says, I believe in 1 John chapter 9 and 10, that if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Dr. Hewitt to come back and just to pray a prayer of faith for some of you out there, that you would be able to be drawn closer to God. But beloved, we need your prayerful support. We need your pledges of love to God. And we want you to know that God loves you. And also, like I said earlier, you know, and part of our profession, which is in the academic world, apart from being a minister of the gospel and a traveling evangelist, she does run a beautiful accounting ministry. And for those of you who would like to have a Christian accountant and someone to guide you in some of the things and ways and to help you to understand a lot of things, what you can do, you can call her office at 416-385-1012. And it's called the Reliable Bookkeeping and Tax Services. And a reception is going to take your call. And you can call us also at the end of this broadcast.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.